May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. This is Father John Zulsdorf and another edition of Voices of the Fathers. I recently rediscovered a slim volume entitled The Austerly Selection from the Latin Fathers, published in 1950. The preface praises the great classical authors like Caesar and Cicero, Livy and Virgil, yet it insists that Christian Latin is also worthy. The collection includes brief selections from Fathers of the Church. It occurred to me that I might offer a podcast of the readings with an English translation, comments, and the Latin original. Today's Voices of the Fathers selection is from Letter 14 by St. Jerome to his friend Heliodorus. Jerome, who was born in about 347 at Stridon on the Dalmatian frontier, was one of the most learned Latin fathers of the Church. He was educated in Rome, he mastered classical rhetoric, and then he turned decisively to ascetic Christianity. After travels in Gaul and in the East, he lived like a hermit near Colchis in Syria, studying Greek and Hebrew. Ordained a priest at Antioch, he later served in Rome as secretary to Pope Damasus, who commissioned him to revise the Latin Gospels. Jerome's broader translation work from Hebrew and Greek produced what we call the Vulgate, the standard Latin Bible of the Western Church for over a millennium. There's a new Vulgate now, and don't get me started. In 386, he settled in Bethlehem. He founded monasteries and pursued scholarship until his death in 420. His commentaries and letters and polemical writings, and there are quite a few of those, he had a bit of a temper, reveal a formidable philologist and uncompromising ascetic. Jerome combined great erudition of his age, you know, with all the training and rhetoric and so forth, with his deep knowledge of Scripture, and thereby shaped Western exegesis and Latin Christian prose all down through the centuries. Now, Jerome wrote Letter 14 in about 374 to a friend of his, a close friend, Heliodorus of Altinum, who was a veteran soldier. He was a member of Jerome's ascetical circle in Aquileia. Jerome had withdrawn to the desert in Syria, and Heliodorus went home, eventually entering clerical life and then later becoming the bishop of Altinum. The letter is an exhortation urging Heliodorus to embrace the hermetical life, the ascetic life, fully, and not to be drawn back to worldly attachments or even family ties. The letter was written in basically the bitterness of separation from his friend, and he reproaches Heliodorus for having gone back from what Jerome considered the perfect way of the ascetic life. The description given of this is highly colored in this excerpt. It seems to have produced a great impression in the West, too. This is a famous passage from Letter 14. One of the women in Jerome's circle of noble women who supported him, a widow by the name of Fabiola, who was a physician and founded a hospital and so forth, Cardinal Wiseman immortalized her in his novel about her, called Fabiola. Fabiola was so impressed with this particular letter, which is quite long. We're just going to hear a tiny little excerpt from it. She was so impressed by it that she learned it by heart. It was truly beautiful Latin. So historically, the letter is situated in Jerome's early ascetical phase, before he goes to Rome and becomes secretary to Pope Damasus. So it reflects his enthusiasm for the Egyptian and Syrian style of monasticism, following Athanasius's Vita Antonii. Jerome presents the desert not as a deprivation, but as a kind of a privilege, a paradise, in a certain sense, the Heremus Familiari Deo Gaudens, the joyful hermitage of the friends of God. And it's a place of intimacy with God, therefore. And so Jerome's rhetoric is quite elevated. It's a high style. He presents antitheses, like city versus desert, smoke versus light, shadow versus radiance, that kind of thing. So the excerpt I'll read from this long, eloquent letter, as I said before, it's the most famous passage. He will reinterpret material hardship through scriptural inversion. Poverty is therefore reframed by the Beatitudes. Toil is reframed by athletic imagery. Hunger is reframed by faith. Roughness of the body by baptismal washing and so forth. And then Romans 8 provides a kind of a theological climax in the thing, grounding ascetical endurance in eschatological glory. A couple of different features of the letter, or this excerpt, merit some emphasis. First of all, note how he interiorizes the desert. He makes it like a kind of a physical geography, which then helps us towards a mental ascent. And also, there's Jerome's final line. It's quite sharp. To seek joy cum seculo with the world, and then to reign cum Christo with Christ, is incoherent in Jerome's mind. And so the letter, this excerpt, functions as a monastic propaganda as well as a spiritual diagnosis, which is intended to press Heliodorus back into undivided commitment to the ascetic life. As I look through the notes provided in this slim little volume, the Austerlitz Selection, let's see, what could be good? Tectorum, the shadows. There will be mention of shadows. Shadows cast by the houses in a city would throw into shade the whole street and cut people off from sunshine. What else do we have here? Adrahatur is contracted or shriveled. Okay. What is this? Okay, yeah, like in Virgil's Georgics, number 3. These views on washing, he mentions being unwashed and so forth. These views on washing were not shared by the Celtic or Anglo-Saxon monks. Of course, this little book here is written in, put together in England for men who were seminarians and who were late vocations. So it's, quite Brit-centered, let's say. These views on washing were not shared by the Celtic or Anglo-Saxon monks. It is told of St. Wilfrid by his biographer Edius that he bathed in holy water every night until the Pope urged him, out of consideration for his age, to discontinue the practice. Well, that's something I'd never heard before. And, all right, well, let's just get into this. First of all, I'll read the English. It's not my translation this time. It's from kind of a classic collection of translations of Fathers of the Church. And then I will give you the Latin. An excerpt from Letter 14 of St. Jerome to his friend Heliodorus. O desert, bright with the flowers of Christ! O solitude, whence come the stones of which in the Apocalypse the city of the great King is built! O wilderness, gladdened with God's special presence! What keeps you in the world, my brother, you who are above the world? How long shall gloomy roofs oppress you? How long shall smoky cities immure you? Believe me, I have more light than you. Sweet it is to lay aside the weight of the body and to soar into the pure, bright ether. Do you dread poverty? Christ calls the poor blessed. Does toil frighten you? No athlete is crowned but in the sweat of his brow. Are you anxious as regards food? Faith fears no famine. Do you dread the bare ground for limbs wasted with fasting? The Lord lies there beside you. Do you recoil from an unwashed head and uncombed hair? Christ is your true head. Does the boundless solitude of the desert terrify you? In the Spirit you may walk always in paradise. Do but turn your thoughts there, and you will be no more in the desert. Is your skin rough and scaly because you no longer bathe? He that is once washed in Christ needs not to wash again. To all your objections, the apostle gives this one brief answer. The sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall come after them, which shall be revealed in us. You are too greedy of enjoyment, my brother, if you wish to rejoice with the world here and to reign with Christ hereafter. O desertum Christi floribus vernans, o solitudo in qua illi nascuntur lapides de quibus in apocalypsi civitas mani regis extruitur, o heremus familiari Deo gaudens, quid agis frater in saeculo qui maior est mundo, quam diu te tectorum umbre premunt, quam diu fum eos harum urbium carcer includit, credimi, nescio quid plus lucis aspicio. Libet sarcina carnis abjecta ad purum aetris volare fulgorem. Paupertatem times? Sed beatus pauperes Christus appellat. Labore terreris? Sed nemo atleta sine sudoribus coronatur. De cibo cogitas? Sed fides tuam famem non sentit. Super nuda metui sumum excesa iuniis membra collidere, sed Dominus tecum jacet. Squalidi capitis oret in culta Caesaries, sed caput tuum Christus est. Infinita heremi vastitas terret, sed tu paradisum mente deambula. Quoties cunque illu cogitatione conscenderis, totiens in remo non eris. Scabra sine balneis attrahit ocutis, sed qui in Christo semel lotus est, non illi necesse est iterum lavare. Et ut breviter ad cuncta apostolorum audias respondentem, non sunt condigne passiones huius seculi ad superventuram gloriam, quae revelabitur in nobis. Delicatus es, carissime, siet hic vis gaudere cum saeculo, et postea regnare cum Christo. Now that, my friends, is Latin. And just beautiful rhythms, you know, the clausulae that he uses. It's like poetry. It's no wonder Fabiola took the effort to memorize it by heart. And not just this excerpt, the whole letter, which is really quite long. Let me just take a look here. Yeah, I just did a word count of the English translation, and it came out to like 4,800 words. It's really quite long. Anyway, that was Jerome. A little excerpt from letter 14. To his friend Heliodorus. An appropriate theme for us. I record this on Ash Wednesday, and we look forward to our 40 days in the liturgical desert, where Holy Church is to help us have something of the ascetical and dedicated zeal that Jerome obviously displays because of his love of his great friend. So thank you very much if you got this far. Please pray for me as I will for you.